So you're Freddie W.
Yep, that's me.
And you were one of the few guests I've had that I think I actually know what the hell you do. Because I was watching some of your things. The name of your show is Freddie W.
Yeah.
Not very imaginative.
No, it was back when you had to pick your username, and I was like, well, that's who I am, so I'll just, that's me, Freddie W.
That's what I did. Stan Lee, and that's it, and if you don't like it, you can lump it.
Yeah, it's way easier that way.
Jenna, you did the same thing.
Yeah, it's just my name. Yeah. It's very exciting.
I have to be nice to this girl because she saves me when I don't know what the hell to say, which is most of the time. She asks a question, and that gives me time to recoup and so forth.
I live to serve.
That's handy. I need someone like that.
I forgot to warn Freddie. This is probably the worst interview show you'll ever find anywhere because it's totally disorganized. And we just talk fast so we can get the hell out of here and go do our regular work, you know?
Well, that, you got me as like the final nail in the coffin, really. So, here we go.
I like this guy. So for the two or three of the thousands out there that don't know what Freddie W. does, we can either tell you or we can let him explain it. And since I've been talking a lot this morning, and Jenna really doesn't know.
No, I know nothing.
Why don't you tell us what it is that you do and why we should care? I mean, these people could be tuning into anything.
That's true.
So why are they listening?
They're taking a few minutes. Yeah. Well, myself and a friend of mine, Brandon Lotch, we do weekly YouTube videos. They're like visual effects. They're action-driven.
And what's it called?
The channel is youtube.com/FreddieW. The website is rocketjump.com. Yeah.
Rocket jump.
And
yeah.
That's it?
That's it. It's weird, right?
Because I'm bothering interviewing a guy, and that's all he's got to say about what he does?
Well, I will say that when I used to say, because people would ask, it's kind of a weird thing, because we make YouTube videos. It's a very weird thing to tell people. So people would ask me, like, well, what do you do?
Well, these are weird people.
That's good, right? Well, when they say, what do you do? A lot of times I'll say, like, oh, I work in online video, and I'll get weird looks until I realize, oh, they think I work in porn. Because all I'm saying is online videos.
I'm not that lucky.
So I have to qualify a little more. Like, oh no, I make YouTube videos, and then it's weird. It is.
The point is, I don't do this often. I actually took the trouble to look at what he has, some of the things he's done, and they're fantastic. Now,
thank you.
You're too modest. You're too shy, or maybe you're just too dumb to know what the hell to say. But you,
it's probably the latter.
Do,
actually,
you specialize in visual effects. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, so we do a lot of, that's what we were doing growing up. We would run around, like, in our backyards with fake plastic guns, and we would say, okay, well, let's make a movie out of this. Like, well, how do we make it look like it's shooting? And, you know, well, we can't buy blank
bullets in
weapon.
It.
Yeah, that was one way of doing it. We lost a couple of friends, so we had to change it up after that, after the funeral. So one of the things that we did, we have to learn how to do this on the computer. So we started looking at, you know, all the tutorials and going online and trying to figure out how to make guns shoot, and then we just sort of went from there. It's like, well, let's make this car blow up. Well, how do we do that? Well, we can't really blow up the car.
You can make a car blow up by doing it on the computer.
Yeah.
Guys at movie studios spend hundreds of thousands of dollars doing it, and you can just type a few keys and you get it done, and you put it on the internet.
I will say this, though, because we've had the chance to actually blow up some cars, and it's way more fun to do it for real.
Oh, of course.
And no one's as impressed. We did a video where, you know, I did this, I went, and my hands are on fire.
Yeah.
And the way we did it was, there's a gel on my hands, and there's a guy lighting my hands on fire. It's literally my hands are on fire. And everybody, the comments that we got from that was just like, I don't know, that doesn't look real. It doesn't look like you really.
So when you do the real thing, it doesn't look
real. Everyone thinks
real.
It's fake. I can do nothing, and everyone thinks it's fake.
Yeah.
I might not even be here right now. I might be completely digitally added in, and you guys are just talking to a guy in a green suit. And nobody would know it. In fact, that's exactly what's happening.
You might be more interesting if you were just a guy in a green suit.
I've been told that.
Well, how did you decide to start doing the behind-the-scenes things and sort of explaining all the tricks?
Well, a lot of that was because when we were growing up, again, the only way that we could learn any of this stuff was we would go to DVDs and go to their behind-the-scenes things and, like, look in the background, like, oh, wait, what's that guy doing right over there? Oh, that must be this. And we would figure out gradually over, you know, all these DVD special features how some things were done.
You would figure out how the special effects were done watching the DVDs and studying them?
Well, the special feature side. Yeah, I mean, the other guy that I work with, Brandon, he figured out how to do pyrotechnic explosions based on how the guys are walking around the back. Because they're not going to tell you. That's the thing about DVDs. They don't tell you how to blow stuff up for some reason. I don't understand it.
Seems odd.
But he figured it out.
Why should they tell you? They have enough competition. In fact, they hate you.
That's true, actually.
If I were you, I'd have a bodyguard. Seriously. I wondered who those three people were you came in with.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, I actually, my double is in the other room. We actually go different directions in case someone's watching this. I'm sure you take the same precautions.
Oh, I have the same problem all the time.
Yeah.
But just because I have a lousy personality.
I'm his bodyguard. I'm quite ferocious.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not so dumb.
Well, okay, so you got into YouTube really, really early. Mm-hmm. So was there a reason you did this? Was there a reason did you see potential there?
I'll tell you what we were doing beforehand. We were doing direct-to-DVD feature films. And, like, direct-to-DVD feature films are bad movies. They're not good movies by any stretch of the imagination. And we were doing special effects on that stuff, freelance, for a year or so. And it was the worst work ever because it was always fixing things. It was like, oh, there's a cable in this shot. You need to paint out the cable. It's like, well, why didn't someone just move the cable? So, well, they didn't. Now you have to paint it out. So you sit there for 4 hours painting out a cable, and like, great, it's done. It's like,
why does it take 4 hours?
Well, because
take a little paintbrush there, it's out.
Well, but they have it in like 20 shots or something because they forgot to take it out. It's like, guys. So you'd be done with it, and no one would ever see it, right? Because if you do your job right, no one would ever know the cable was there. So it's great, fantastic.
And well, that's terrible. You've done work, and nobody knows you did the work.
Yeah, it's horrible.
The best thing about your work is that nobody knows you did it.
Yeah, it's horrible.
That must be very frustrating.
It was. We did it for
a year.
See,
the work I do isn't good, but at least people know I did it.
Yeah, so it was a year of that, and we've been watching YouTube this whole time and seeing, like, oh, it's interesting, you know, sort of where... how these videos are going viral. Why are they going viral? Why are people sharing this? And we said, okay, well, let's quit our job. Let's put 6 months of rent on the line, and we're just going to focus on doing YouTube.
Now, what job was that?
It was freelance visual effects.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you decided to quit that, put 6 months on the line, and go it alone.
So my friend Brandon and I were like, all right, we're focusing on it, and that's what we did. And so we just started coming up with video ideas and just doing them.
And you threw them on the internet.
Yep.
And you went viral. I love that expression. You went viral. It used to mean an infection. You know, if you were sick, the doctor would say, yeah, it's viral. We'll get you some medicine.
And now it's a good thing.
Now
yeah.
it's different.
Yeah. I know. And hey, he was a pioneer in YouTube. So he was on it before you.
Really? You had to bring that up?
A little bit.
You're on my side, I thought.
We should switch these chairs around, clearly.
So you were there before me, were you? Nobody, I'm so old, nobody was there before me.
Well, you're the guy who invented YouTube.
And don't forget.
Of course.
No, but really, somebody showed me some of the special effects you did about 5 minutes before you came.
Yeah.
They said, who the hell is this guy, Freddie W., you know?
Yeah.
So they told me, and they showed me you had done. Mm-hmm. Impressive as hell. One of the things I saw was people shooting guns.
Yeah.
And
the bread
it's like
butter.
Little bits of light things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know the one I did?
Yeah, light
warfare.
That
was fantastic the way you did that. Then there was another one with you standing on the hood of a car while the car was driving, and you were playing a guitar.
Yeah.
Do you play guitar,
by the way? I do, yeah. I don't stand on hoods of cars. I don't actually stand on hoods of cars, though.
Well, I wasn't impressed with the fact that you were standing on a speeding car. I was impressed with that way
the instrumentation.
No, but I was wondering, how did they film that? You were standing on a speeding car on the hood, playing a guitar.
You could do that. It's a very easy effect.
I could do it because I saw they showed me.
Oh, okay. They showed how to do it.
Apparently, you not only do the special effect, but then you explain how it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
You're an idiot.
That's true.
What you should do is do the special effect and let people think you're a magician. What do you want to
tell me?
It
is. It's a little bit.
I would never give away my... See, unfortunately, I don't have any secrets to give away, but if I did, I would never give them away.
Yeah, it's kind of, we've actually heard that. We've like, why are you guys giving this? It's like, the magician should never reveal their secrets. Why do you guys give it away? I was like, well, I mean, we figure there's a lot of kids out there who want to learn how to do this stuff, like just like us growing up.
But I think the main, most interesting thing about your show is the fact that you do tell people how you do those things, because nobody knows, and it is so clever the way you do it. I mean, can I tell how you did standing on the hood
of the car? Yeah, sure, go ahead.
He filmed himself standing on the hood of a car that wasn't moving, and he played the guitar, and somehow or other, when the car, when you took the car moving down the road, you took the thing you had filmed, you how do you like how professional
it's good.
I said?
It's
you
completely,
superimposed
yeah.
it
Perfect.
Over the hood of that car,
yeah.
and it just looked like you were standing there playing the guitar. I was, and you know, it takes a lot to impress me.
Oh, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can tell that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, ask a question.
Well, actually, there is one video that I particularly like, and sure. it involves Jedis.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I don't know if I can say the title, but...
Sure you can.
Jedi A-holes.
Jedi A-holes, yeah. It was so funny, and I'm just curious with the Star Wars news that just came out. Are you going to do another Jedi video?
Well, I will say this.
What was that? Tell me about it.
So basically...
So funny.
It's a friend of mine. We'd always seen... One of the early things of special effects, the first thing you do is... If you're a special effects nerd, is you do lightsabers. You get a stick, and you and your, like my
a
brother.
A lightsaber.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because it's like the coolest thing ever. So like, I remember my brother would beat each other with pool cues, and we'd film it, and we put the lightsabers in. So it wasn't pool cues. We were beating each other up with lightsabers, right? So that's like the first thing you do. And then there's a lot of videos out there of people doing visual effects with lightsaber fights and stuff. And for us, we're like, well, how can we do one where it's not about just the traditional like Star Wars force powers and special effects? What if instead of the Jedi being like, you know, cool guys who are, you know, fighting or whatever that is, make them total dicks, you know, so they're using their force powers for...
I can relate to that.
So they're using their powers for douchiness rather than, you know, for good. So it's everything from the guys, you know, pushing kids down on bikes and they're stopping planes and they're, it's ridiculous. They're vandalizing buildings with lightsabers.
Little old women who are crossing the street, they trip them up.
Oh yeah, no, that one, that might be in the
new one. You didn't think of that.
That'll be the new one. We'll put that in there. So we had two of them. We did, you know, we did Jedi A-holes, then the year after we did the Jedi A-hole Strike Back. And so, of course, we need to Return of the Jedi A-holes. But the joke I think we're going to do is we're going to do the first one, we're going to re-release it, and we're just going to put spaceships and stuff in every single one. It'll be the special edition for Jedi A-holes 1. So that'll be the re-release.
Well, if you really want to go with the George Lucas theme, you could just change something.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
absolutely.
Got to change
There'll
everything.
Be a CG character just sort of running around in the background.
Really random.
Well, you're actually a very dangerous person because you could take something, let's say that I did, that was magnificent, that was almost poetic in
and completely
its
muck it up. Yeah.
And you could screw it up, couldn't you, if you wanted to? How did we get him as a guest?
Well, actually, this
is nice
not,
to him.
This so isn't an interview. This is a set of demands and ransom sort of sessions
right.
what we're going through here.
I think you need a cameo in one of his videos.
Hey, do you have cameos?
Yes, we'd love to have you on.
Really? Where do you film it?
We're just in L.A.
Really?
Yeah.
Not far from me?
Where are you?
Right here, in around the corner from this restaurant.
Okay, yeah.
You're nearby? You can come
we're
over to the
downtown.
Office.
We can come over here, yeah.
All right, it's a deal.
All right.
You
check out.
You people are so lucky. You were wondering, why does Dan have him on? I mean, I could have had so many great, glamorous people who are doing things that matter. But now you see, there's always a method to my madness. Now you're going to get the viewers. Oh, after all, look at the money the Avengers made because I had a cameo.
No, that's exactly, yeah. That's the only reason I ever watched those movies.
So we have to make a deal. 50% goes to me.
50% of it.
Okay. Whatever the hell it is.
That's pretty much online video right now. It's everybody trying to figure out what the heck it is.
Yeah, well, that's actually one of the things I wanted to ask you is how do you think it's changed since you started on YouTube?
It's funny because it's changed quite a bit. It's one of those. It's everything's accelerated, you know. So right now, from when we started, it was all independent people from all over the place doing their own thing and putting it up and getting audience here and there. At this point, within the time that we've started, everybody's moved to LA. Everybody's sort of a lot of people have sort of joined these conglomerates. It literally looks like the studio system back in like the 20s, right? It's all over again. It's the same thing. It was like, okay, we have everybody's working under one roof. We're sharing all the production stuff.
That's great.
It's weird. It's like it's doing film history, but again, fast forward all over
I know
again.
What you mean.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's it's crazy because like every month something different goes on. Like, oh, okay, we have to change up now. So we have to be very agile, I guess. You have to kind of be on top of things and
I'll
change
teach
up.
You how to do that. Be nimble and agile. See, I always have a lot of people after me. I have to be agile. Right?
Well, yeah, hence the bodyguards.
But,
and the...
Hey, he's a good guest.
I know, right?
I didn't even know who the hell he was, you know?
And his YouTube channel.
They just
channel.
Pulled me off the street. I don't know exactly what we're doing here.
Well, no, I mean, your YouTube channel is in the top 10, so do you have plans to take down your competition?
Well, here's the thing about YouTube that's kind of funny, right? It's not really competition because you're never like directly competing for a few minutes of people's time. It's always like everybody has a few minutes that they can spare to watch something. It's really, are you putting something out that people would want to watch? And the question is not who can we do better than, it's how can we reach more people? you know.
And we figured out how. We get you as a guest.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise people are...
We're smart.
Cocktails with Stan. Come on, there's better stuff around. So we got one of the better things, and now they got to watch.
They have no choice, yeah. No, it's good. Good thinking. Yeah.
Is there an effect that you haven't been able to do yet that you really want to?
Very good.
Thank you, Stan.
You finally saved the day.
We're working on it.
We've always wanted to do... we're working on that right now. We want to do like digital doubles, you know, which is basically digital stuntmen. So you can throw them off buildings, you can hit them with cars, and like really
and
hurt them.
And have them available for any movie.
Exactly.
You furnish them.
Exactly. So here's the thing with the digital double, right? There's only two. You can either you do it in the computer, and they'll, you know, they will get hit by a car, and then like Asian cinema is the only other place where real people will allow themselves to be hit by cars for the sake of movies, and that's like it's bizarre. You know, it's like Korean cinema. It's like these guys are getting hurt, and you're watching a movie you're like this guy got.
And you can get
really
hurt,
hurt
by a car.
Yeah,
say so.
Exactly. Especially the way these guys do. So we want to do like a digital version of me getting thrown around and run over and all that stuff. It's kind of weird.
If you get a guy in a movie,
yeah,
and you want to have him run over by a car,
yeah,
instead of the poor stuntman having to get run over by a car, you make a digital image of him,
yeah,
that looks like the stuntman.
Yeah.
You let that get run over by a car.
Yep.
Nobody gets hurt. You make a lot of money, and the stuntman is out of
the
job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, have you ever thought about moving into TV and film, or is this is your home, the internet?
You know, I think I see a lot of problems with what people do in online video because they don't take the medium seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people look at that and like, all right, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to use this to parlay it into a TV gig, and I'm going to use this to get into, you know, the movie biz. You know, and I'm sure also, I guess in comic books too, it must be the same way. It's like, I'm going to make a comic book to get turned into a movie. And it's like that attitude to me doesn't make any sense. It's like you have to respect the medium that you're working on. You know, so for us, we want to do online video and what that means and what that is going to mean in the, you know, in the coming years. So yes, we grew up on TV and movies and we love that stuff. But our focus right now is to say, all right, how can we make online video turn into what it's going to be, and how can we really focus on that? Because it's like for us, it's like, It's a new format that came out in our lifetime.
It is.
You know, and it's like for us, it's like, why would we want to be running back to the old formats? It's like, you have this new format. We can be at the forefront of this.
Well,
so why not take advantage of that?
I hate to compliment people, but you're head on. You're absolutely right. Find a niche for yourself and make it the best it can be and make yourself the best you can be at it,
yeah,
then the whole world will open the door to you.
Yeah.
In fact, I would imagine already you're starting to get offers to do other things.
Yeah, we are, and it's a matter.
See, I know, I'm never
exactly,
wrong.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's a different sort of conversation, because before, it's like, okay, as a filmmaker, you would maybe make a short film, you maybe throw it into a festival and hope that somebody notices it, and you'd turn that into a feature gig or something like that. The conversation is different now because it's like, hey, we have an audience already. We have a very large following. It's not like we're just some guy with a short film that, you know, that you liked and you wanted to maybe fun. It's like, no, we have a whole audience here. It's not the same conversation that you would be having otherwise.
That's right.
And the thing that you said about niches is interesting because nowadays I'm convinced, especially the way online's going, there's going to be more and more situations where you're going to be sitting around somewhere and the guy sitting next to you, someone will come up to them, oh my gosh, I love your work. And you'll be like, who the heck is this guy here? And you have no idea. And sometimes we see that too. You know, when we're walking around, someone will talk to us, and then like the three other people in the restaurant are like, who the heck is this idiot in the corner here? Why are these guys taking pictures of this guy? I think you're going to see a lot more of that because there's going to be more niches of stuff, music, video, movies, TV.
Yeah.
And those niches are large enough now, and the way that you can interact directly with the audience, you can support yourself off of those niches.
It's incredible because you don't have to be a so-called professional to get into the business if you know what you're doing, if you can just do something good.
Yeah.
And you found a niche for yourself, but it's an important niche because special effects are so important and people love them.
Mm-hmm.
And also what you're doing on your, not your channel, on your program right now, you're not only showing them the special effect, you're showing them how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fantastic. That is so interesting. Why is he not on Stan Lee's World of Heroes? Can we get him?
I don't know. We'll see what we can do.
What would it cost us?
Probably a lot.
Oh no, forget it.
You can get my body double. He does that. He's great. Yeah.
Nice. Well, actually, I have to ask you this because I spend a lot of time online trolling for crazy videos, and Is there one that you absolutely love? Like, I just saw the pug dressed as a bantha.
I have three.
Do you?
We have a list that we go through of our favorite video. One is, there's a video called Ski Jump Fail. It's a guy going off a ski jump, and it's like a Warner Brothers cartoon. Like, he literally makes an imprint in the snow in the outline of himself, and if you turn it up, you miss it the first 10 times you watch it, because it's only a 5-second long video. But wow. You hear him go, whoa! And then when he hits the thing, it goes, oof, and you hear him, like, oof into it. It's hilarious. Never fails to elicit laughter. There's another one, like, pretty much my favorite one right now.
You want to elicit laughter? Yeah. I would want to elicit awe.
It is, because I think he's
laughing
okay.
Or
yeah, that's the sort of very potent combination. The other one is, there's a great dance video. There's a Japanese group headed by a former MMA guy, and they do coordinated dance, and it's
coordinated dance.
Yeah, it's a synchronous, like, and they're like robot stuff. It's I gotta show it to you guys. It's incredible. But anyway, it's called Genki Sudo, and he has a group called World Order, and they put out music videos every so often, and it's just them dancing. It's six guys in businessmen suits, and it's incredible. It's like the best choreography you've ever seen.
Jesus, special effects have become like the most important thing in filmmaking.
Yeah, no, movies are full of them now. Yeah. Yeah,
and you're one of the experts at special effects. So you're a pretty lucky guy, and I'm trying to figure how we can capitalize on that.
See, I always feel bad when people call us special effects experts, to be honest, because what we do is, like, we do very sort of fundamental basic stuff. I feel like this. I feel like if I was a magician, I was doing, like, cup and balls tricks, and then everyone saw, like, wow, it's like, I've never seen that before, and then it's like, wow, you guys, you're like David Copperfield. It's like, we can't compare ourselves to the guys who are actually insane at this, you know?
Well, but I think you're very impressive.
Thank you.
But you can be compared, because the few that I've seen were really brilliant, and not only brilliant, but they're entertaining, and that's, you know, there are guys who can do all kind of technical things, but they're no fun to watch.
Yeah, no,
yours
I know what
you're are saying. Fun to watch.
Because I think at the end of the day, it's like, for us, it's like, it's always, what's the point of the video? And the point of the video is, oh, wouldn't it be great if I was standing on top of a car, and not, how can we do this effect? It's always, this would be funny. Okay, how can we achieve this?
How can I make it entertaining?
Right, exactly.
To me, because you know what business we're in? We're in the business of entertainment. Mm. You might not know it watching this show, but that's the business we're in. And damn it, we've got to entertain people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, on that note,
I wish I'd
gentlemen.
Learned how. Hey, great seeing you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks
and
for
remember
having
my
me.
Cameo.
Yes.
Excelsior.